out this early, Chad.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, bud? What you doing up so early?
Lord, I got to get it cleaned off, put another coat of paint on it. And I might go up there and crawl under that truck after a while. It depends on the heat, Chad.
It's gonna be hot today, Walt.
Down the Goodfellas net last night up in West Virginia, and he said it was 108 with a heat index of 124 yesterday.
That's dangerous.
Get in and keeping the refrigerator full of. I don't know why my daughter buys bottled water. We own a well, and I mean good cold water, Chad.
I don't know what to do, Walt. Maybe you can ask her why.
Get her accident yesterday, Chad.
Just hurt her pride. But, did a little bit of damage to both vehicles. It's basically just a fender bender kind of deal. But the lady that hit her was not very nice, and she just made things a whole lot worse by being just hateful. You know, that doesn't help anything in that situation when you're just hateful. And I think that just kind of, on top of, you know, wrecking her vehicle and having somebody fuss like that, it's just unnecessary.
Well, I've been in two accidents in my life. I mean, they was right there about the same month. I had a 68 Mustang Mach 1 that the torque converter went out in it. And I had it in the yard up on jack stands with the transmission out. And I lived down there off of 101, about where BMW is now. And car come around the curve, lost control, come through the yard, hit my Mustang, but had totaled it. But his insurance company paid off within about 3 days. And I went over there and bought some Chrysler Plymouth and bought a brand new Roadrunner. I paid them, seemed like $2,800 down what I got from his insurance company. And I got it on Friday and told him I'd be back Monday to go to the bank to get the rest of the money. I just needed a car to drive that weekend. I went into work down at Spartanburg Monday and got off at 12 and was coming up 129 there at Lyman where it merges into 29. And I mean, that Roadrunner, it had less than 1,000 miles on it. And this old guy, he pulled out of Hardy's right in front of me, and I was just winding up. I sound like Dave in his Mustang. I had that thing winding up there, getting stretched out on 29. That old guy pulled out in front of me, and I T-boned him. When I come to, the transmission was sitting up in the front seat with me, the car full of steam. And highway patrol got there, and this old lady, about four houses down, she come running up the road. She come up there and walked up to the state trooper's car and jerked her husband's driver's license out of the state trooper's hand and started cussing that old man. he wasn't supposed to be driving, but it totaled that brand new Roadrunner. That salesman over at Benson said, man, that's the quickest I ever had one paid off. K-04-N-U-E, K-40-I-M.
I've never wrecked a new one like that, but they say, you know, when I bought my truck, that they said that it happens They've seen it happen a couple of times where one guy bought a truck and he didn't get a mile and a half up the road with it. Total lost it right there on Highway 29. I can't imagine that, you know?
Brother, he's a whole nother story. You couldn't give that guy a 64 Ford. He had five or six of them and total every one of them. And like you said, he was leaving the dealership with one. I was at my sister's house. She lived over there on, good grief, Memorial Drive Extension. And I was up there, and we heard my brother coming up Memorial Drive, and he got there at that little one-lane bridge, and all you heard was metal folding. He done wiped that bridge out in a brand-new 64 Fairlane.
Well, Walt, I meant to ask you the other night, we kind of got sidetracked. How many 2x6 did you say you needed?
Five of them, Cat, just when you get a chance. I ain't no big hurry with this heat. And I'll be glad to pay you for them this month when I get my check. I'll pay you out of my Shelby money.
Doing that, they just excess around the mill, you know. They might have a spot or two in them, you know, that I'm kind of picky about them, especially for sale, you know. But every now and then I get some that come off, might have a knot in it here, or might have a blade mark in it there that I'm just not comfortable selling, you know, that kind of thing. But those, I mean, you can have all those as you want, because if you keep them short, you know, there's not a problem. But, you know how that goes.
Living up at random, I was heating with wood, and I had a buddy that cut firewood. Well, he done tree removal and all for a living. And I never had to buy firewood. He would bring me what he called ugly wood. He sold to these rich people and all, where he had to deliver it and stack it. And if it had a knot in it or anything like that, they didn't want it. And he was pushing it off in a gully back up there at doggone Mills River. He was pushing all that ugly wood over in the gully to get rid of it. Yeah, he told me, he said, I'll give you all you want. Boy, he kept me up for about 4 years in ugly wood. That's like people in the grocery store won't buy a tomato or an apple if it's got a blemish on it. Man, I'll eat peaches from Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sure I got plenty of them up there, Walt. Next time I make a trip up there, I'll pick some up. But other than that, I sure am tired, Walt. I didn't sleep good last night. Boy, I am struggling.
So, going through that with your daughter and all, stuff like that takes a toll on you, too. I know I worry about my daughter at times, but heck, she's grown now, and I just have to let her go. Boy, I'm looking forward. You just went through seeing your last one off leaving the house. Monday morning, I'm going to go to school with my grandson for his first day of school.
You act like he's a little stem winder, is he?
He loves being down here helping his papa. Down here, he's helping me with his porch and... Oh, he loved painting. I thought he'd end up with paint all over him and my daughter'd be getting all over me, but He didn't get no paint at all on him, hardly. He had on a pair of old pants. He got a little paint on, but nothing that she would raise Santa about. But little rascal, I don't know what I'd do without him. I just can't get him out here to help me do no yard work. It's too hard. Hot, Papa.
It is hot. It is hot. Yesterday was just brutal. And what I'm hearing on the weather station today, it's supposed to be even worse today. And I'm so wiped out from yesterday, I'm not going to have enough energy to do anything today. It just feels so bad.
Air conditioning play radio. I'm going to leave mine on, and I've got two fans going in here. I haven't turned the air on in my camper so far all summer. But I'm here underneath the trees, and there's always a little breeze blowing off the lake down here. But boy, yesterday there was a breeze blowing, but it was like standing in front of one of those space heaters. Even the breeze was hot. K4OIM for ID.
UE for station ID. Hey, Walt, let me ask you a tuner question. So I got a mystery W5GI, the mystery antenna up with a antenna tuner. Is a ratio, my ratio showing 2:1. Is that decent on 20 meters, or do I need to try to get it less than that?
I'd consider it decent, but that 991A you got, I don't even know why you're using an external tuner, because I've just got this fan dipole up for 80 and 40 right now, and the automatic tuner in my radio tunes that thing down to about a 1:1. I've got that big 1500 watt manual tuner. I've got it disconnected sitting here. I had told Gary that I'd been thinking about listing it for sale on the swap net. He said, "Nah, Walt, don't do that. Go later on. You never know. You might run across an amp that you've been wanting. And the thing ain't eating nothing. But the tuner in this 950, it's tuned about it. As a matter of fact, this 8040 fan dipole, this thing I tuned it on the built-in tuner and the radio, I tuned it on everything but 20 meters. Well, I ain't been up on 160, but it'll tune 8040, 20, 15, 10, and 6.
Well, my tuner works in the radio, but I decided to go ahead and get a tuner and see how that worked out. I'm pleased with it, but I wasn't too comfortable with using the radio. And there is a difference. I can't tell you what it is. It's just when I talk with George down at Single Sideband Net, he can tell when I'm on the radio tuner or when I'm on the automatic tuner. So something's changing. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
For Chad, no matter which tuner you're using, whether it's the internal tuner or the external tuner, before you hit tune, turn that RF power on your transceiver down. I'd always turn it down to 10 to 15 watts. They recommend below 20. If you don't, you might hear some arcing in the plates in that external tuner.
It doesn't have a rollback on it, so I drop it down to 20 watts and tune. and then bring power back up after it's tuned. But I mean, it appears to do a good job. I can get out. So evidently it's working.
Fixing to hook my oscilloscope back up to my radio where I can watch my signal on it. I ain't had no problems out of it. And I hear people talking about these switching supplies causing hash on your signal. I've never had any problem out of a switching supply. And they say the solar charger, it causes a noise on your radio. I've got everything set here in the same room, but it's all grounded. And I don't have no problems out of anything. Now, I did have two little touch LED lights set here on my desk. And I was picking up a hum out of those things. And every time I'd key the mic, they would brighten and dim, on and off. And I finally took them up there and put them in my bedroom.
Yeah, I've been dealing with that up here at the deer camp, and I ran my signal wire, or basically my antenna, next to my DC lines, not thinking. And, it's nothing but complaints, so I had to take it all out. I mean, it just was hardly audible.
Apartment complex over at Greer, before my wife and I split up back in 91, and this black lady lived across the breezeway. She called the FCC out on me because I was tearing her TV and telephone up. And they come out there, they was nice as they could be. They had me fire my transmitter up on low power. And one guy was outside with a field strength meter and all. And the guy that was inside with me told me to run it up to full power. I run it up to 100 watts. I was still clean. And come to find out, when they built those apartments, they used telephone wire and telecable wire. And it was in the apartment complex's fault. They just asked me to observe quiet hours. And I said, what is quiet hours? And it was from 7 o'clock in the evening to 7 o'clock in the morning, which was all right with me because I was working third shift out there at Exide Battery. So I was in the bed asleep during them quiet hours. But that lady, I bought a low-pass filter to go on my radio, and went and bought a high-pass filter to put on her TV, and she refused to let me touch anything. No, you not messing with my TV or my answering machine or nothing. I said, oh, well, you just gonna have to live with it then. I tried to get along with her, but it's like you said about the lady involved with your daughter yesterday. Some people you just can't get along with.
I sure do try, but sometimes, boy, it's just, sometimes you just have to walk away, you know. You just can't do anything with them. And, you know, my wife went over and talked with a lady after the accident to check on her, make sure she's all right. And she just said, she went and said, ma'am, are you okay? And she says, I just want to let you know this is a big inconvenience. And I hope that y'all got some insurance, because I'm going to get every dime of it I can. And I just thought, what in the world? I mean, why would you say something like that? I mean, how does that make the situation any better?
Be on the phone with George Sink, injury lawyers, Chad. K4OIM for station ID.
I don't know. We had both insurance companies call us yesterday, and our insurance company saying, boy, this lady is just, you know, just hateful. And I don't know. I hate I was that hateful all the time. It just, Daddy used to say that when he'd meet a hateful person like that, he said, pardon you, so mean, you ain't gonna die, you just gonna nasty away.
Tom says they walk amongst us, Chad. Boy, I tried something last night for this doggone acid reflux. They, supposed to be taking me off of that omeprazole. I'm waiting on, they didn't have the prescription over there at the VA Thursday. I'm waiting on it in the mail. It may come today. But I remembered my uncle. He always drank a small glass of blackberry wine that he made every night before bed. And I tried that Thursday night and last night. And I didn't have no acid.
No, brother.
I didn't have no burning or nothing. I'd lay there and I'd roll to my right side, my left side. I didn't have no acid reflux, so I might just turn into a wino and get off this medication.
Yes, do. Granddaddy, Grandma used to do that too for heartburn. And they kept a bottle of Manischewitz. Blackberry wine. I think it's a Jewish wine. What do you call it when it's blessed by a rabbi? Kosher. Very low alcohol content, but it sure did settle their stomach, and they'd drank about a half a glass of it when their stomach was upset or had real bad heartburn, and it worked. Granddad kept a bunch of it at the counter. All the time, you know, just for that. They give it to me as a little kid, you know, when my stomach was upset or something. And I never had no complaints with it. It worked just fine.
When I was about 13 or 14, they had already sent my mother home to die. There was nothing else they could do. She had cancer. And I caught the flu. And my daddy went and got some moonshine and put peppermint sticks in it. And he set about a pint mason jar down there beside my bed and told me, just sip on it when I'd start coughing. Well, the preacher and his wife had came over to see my mother that day. And I had to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom was off to the right of the living room where my mother's hospital bed was. I got up to go to the bathroom, and I'm bouncing off the walls. The preacher looked at my daddy and said, what's wrong with Walt? Daddy said, that boy got the flu. Said, he's the sickest I ever seen anybody. Man, I was drunk as a dog, Chad.
Oh, man. Well, Grandma used to mix, she'd take a little bit of bourbon and honey and a little bit of sugar when I had to cough. And she'd give me a shot of it, you know, settle me down a little bit. But, boy, that sure was awful. Golly, I couldn't hardly ever stand to drink it. But she'd make me drink it, and it settled me down a little bit, you know. The other thing, too, is I used to stay with when I was little, I used to stay with a woman up the road. Her name was Miss Melton, and she babysat when I was little, and she'd make me drink a tablespoon of castor oil, or was it cod liver oil? I forget which one it was. Maybe both, but gosh. Well, that's awful stuff. It's horrible.
When I was little, I had problems with constipation. And my grandmother would make me drink that castor oil, or one worse than that, and that was those syrup of black drought. Now, you talking about something awful. That stuff was awful. K4OIM for ID.
Syrup of black what?
Syrup of black drought. This guy came around once a month selling all kind of flavoring and spices, because my grandmother was always baking for the church. And this stuff was a powder. And he mixed it in water and had to drink that stuff warm. God, that stuff was nasty.
I never heard of black draught. That stuff sounds absolutely horrible. Good grief. But Mama dropped me off, and I'd walk up on the porch. There'd be four or five chickens up on the porch, you know. She'd pull that bottle of castor oil out of her. She wore an apron. She kept that little bottle of castor oil in her apron. And, oh, man, I just awful, 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 awful. She made me drink it every morning.
We had the same grandmother there. The only time I ever seen my grandmother without an apron on it was when we went to church. That's about the only time. And she'd get in there baking a cake, and I love them lemon pound cakes. And she'd put one in the oven, and she'd say, "Now, Walt, don't go in the kitchen. You'll make that cake fall." And I'd go in there, I'd catch her back to bedroom, right there in the, we had a outside building with a washing machine in it. I'd catch her out there doing something, and I'd come in there and jump up and down in front of the oven so that cake would fall. You know, I knew if that cake failed, she wouldn't take that thing to church, and I'd get to eat the whole cake, Chad.
I guess that's one way of doing it.
Like having to stay with my grandmother and grandfather, but he had heart problems. She worked third shift in cotton mill over there, Greer Mill, and needed somebody there with my grandpa. And since I was the oldest grandkid, I went to live with them when I was 3 years old. I mean, 3 years old, in the third grade. And I don't remember my grandpa ever working a day in his life. He was a horse trader. He kept horses and ponies and all kinds of birds, peacocks, pheasants. He had a great big building out there screened. Half of it was screened in. I bet he had 200 or 300 of them bull parakeets in it. And he traded animals and knives and pocket watches. But my grandmother had me in church every time the door was open. And now that later I got grown, I really appreciated my grandmother and my grandpa.
Yeah, I was real close to my granddad, Lewis Hightower, and he died when I come back from first deployment, and boy, it just killed me. It took me a long time to get over that. I don't know, me and him just had a special relationship, I guess. But anyway, Walt, well, listen, I'm at my destination, so I'm gonna jump on out of here. So it's KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Walt.
UEK4OIM. Well, I'm glad to get to talk to you this morning, Chad. And I guess KG4GBA is waiting on us to get off so he can tell us about his journey on the way to go play tennis this morning. So, 7-3, Chad. I'll probably talk to you after a while. Be careful out there.
Hi, Chad. Bye, Chad. KJ4WZM. Hope your day today is better than it was earlier.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it, bud. You have a good day, too, sir.
Yes, sir, Daniel. Get them ball for joints changed before it gets too hot.
Man, it's already hot out there, but I really need to do that. I need to make me one phone call before I do, because I'm going to try to put my shade in some cover. I'm going to try to put my vehicle in some cover. I'm going to do the shade and stuff and work on it that way. Hopefully get me some protection from the rain, too. But I got to call and ask first, because the parking place I want to put this thing in is not mine. So I need to find out.
A gallon of paint sitting here. I need to get out here and put another coat on my deck. And I don't know. I can move a little better after that therapy this morning. Depending on how hot it gets, I may go out there, crawl under that truck, and see about getting that motorsport off, getting that freeze plug out, getting the other one in, because, man, I'm going to need that vehicle. I got so many doggone doctor's appointments this month, and my grandson starts to school Monday morning, so I ain't going to be able to borrow my daughter's truck. They got me scheduled for physical therapy over there at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And there ain't no way I could be in Greenport and get out of therapy about 3 o'clock and be up here at New Prospect at a quarter after 3 to pick him up. So I've got to get my truck going.
Well, good luck with it. I have no idea where Chad was, but I actually heard him here on a verse for a minute while all y'all were talking.
Where he was at either. He didn't say. I just know. I think it was Mobile.
Mobile. Yeah, anyways, sounds like you got to get that freeze plug done every bit as much as I got to get those ball joints done. I wish it would storm or something, but then the ground's going to be wet.
Tuesday night, I know you said you've been working a lot of hours, but W4DJW, he stuck around to answer questions, and KI4DOS, Gary, he stuck around, and I actually had two or three new check-ins. New hams. Now, this is an easy call to remember. KO4RRU. Dana over in Traveler's Rest. She said she got her ticket 2 weeks ago, and this was her first time being on the radio. So I welcome her there, man. Had a pretty good time. At the round table. I'm glad I ended up or started doing that, because it's interesting. And I try to answer people's questions to the best of my knowledge, but I sure appreciated Dave and Gary sticking around. K4OIM for ID.
They've always been helpful a lot. They helped me and my family when we first started in amateur radio. They answered a lot of questions. They came over and helped us with stuff. Those are two of some of the most very helpful people out there, and I definitely appreciate them an awful lot.
Dave, for the first time, Monday night at the Greer Club meet, we didn't have that many there Monday night. I guess it's because of this COVID outbreak again. But, Ariel put on a good little program about the, what is it, the ANA, that NANA antenna analyzer, tell you what all it could do and all of that. A lot of that was way over my head, but I did get the basics of it. I've got one here somewhere. I've got it and the, MFJ antenna analyzer. I use the MFJ more than anything. I just like to look at the touch screen on that little nano no antenna analyzer, but KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
KJ4WZM.
Let me make a quick call. W4DJW, KJ4CTD. BB, KJ4CTD. I think that's enough to work. KJ4CTD.
Have a good one out there and don't get too hot.
You got no wind this morning and pretty and sunny. I'd almost bet Dave's on his way to the flight field up at Campobello.
On the radio on his way there. Maybe he's already there. I have no idea. Not super certain on that, but I don't see a cloud in the sky, and you're right about that. There is not a little bit of a breeze going at all. I don't see a single leaf moving outside. It is calm.
The breeze that was blowing yesterday was just hot air blowing off the lake. Man, it was miserable.
I got everything you said. Another station was in there. Y'all keyed up at the same time, but you stayed on longer. Other station in there. Go ahead real quick.
I think Dave Watson has had a power failure at his place, so I don't know the status of that. So that may be why he's not on the radio yet.
Okay, cool.
Stations yesterday that was on HTs because they had power outages from the storms that broke through everywhere but here. And I put an end to that problem here. I switched over to batteries and solar power, so let it storm. It won't knock me off unless it gets my antenna.
Apparently this morning, there was a really bad wreck. It snapped two power poles and took up power up and down 290.
Open that, do you know?
Autumn Hills, I'm not exactly certain where that is. It's somewhere off of 290. I think it's somewhere around Tech-ish, the North Campus.
I'll have to see if I can find out about that at all. That's interesting. At least it's far away enough it would not have affected me.
Oh, hot dog stand. I do remember this seeing that.
Cool. Thanks, Wyatt. What are you... I'm just curious what you're up to today. You said you're going to go work at Donaldson Center?
I got to do a pre-inspection. I'm expecting the plane on Tuesday, but we'll see if that makes or not. Fred's still moving around. They keep moving him west.
Yeah, I didn't get any rain yesterday, Walt or Wyatt. None at all. None. It was dry, sun was out, and it was very hot.
Anyway, I'm scratchy down here on 85.
I'm up here blowing in it. You were sounding good into the repeater this morning.
Carry on.
Well, you be safe out there on the mobile. 85 is normally stupid. So, have fun dealing with the Mental Midgets and Morons Incorporated. And don't get too hot at work. KJ4CTD, KJ4WZM. You have a good one, Wyatt.
KJ48ZM, K4OIM. Daniel, I'm going to clear out of here and get out here and move this deck furniture off the deck and sweep the leaves off of it, run the cats off of it, and open up a gallon of paint and get this done before it gets too hot. So I'll say 7-3s on your final, Daniel. I'll talk to you later while. Okay, 4-0-A-M, I'll be clear.
Good one, and I'll catch up with you later on. I'll probably have my radio on most of the day, so I'll be around. I'll be here and gone and here and gone. So if you want to say hi later, I'll just call me. And if I'm around, I'll holler back at you. You have a good one. Don't get too hot with that paint. It's already hot outside. It really is. And I'll talk to you later on down the log. K4LIM, KJ4WZM, 73T. Have a good one.
73.
7J Mobile.
DDQ, KM4, DTQ. This is KJ4UIO.
KM4, DTQ.
From Eric, he won't be joining you.
Nothing. You clear.
KJ4 UIO clear.